Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
What type of mood you trying to set here off with that song?
I told you I didn't pick the song. I gave it to Dove.
Dove, what type of mood you trying to set here on the show?
I thought you could do baseball, so I thought the dream isn't over.
Okay.
That song's horrendous.
Actually, no, hold on a second. That's a song that Sal emailed me.
No
to put in rotation.
Way.
No, I didn't.
Yes, it is.
No chance. I like that song. I would never suggest playing that. We have a cross of communication here. What song did you?
Isn't that from like Party of Five or 902? I think it
play
was
it
a
again.
Theme
can
on
you
a
play?
Show.
Can you play it again real quick? Because I do like the. You don't like the song at all.
Nah.
Hey now, hey now.
Yeah, great that's song. It. That's a chorus.
Yeah, it's a good
and I
song.
I like cheesy song. I admit it. I just don't like this one.
But it's like you know, it doesn't fit the.
If you're trying to make babies, good song.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know about those going after over here.
Right. That's what type of movie we're trying to set here.
Who sings this again? Do you know?
Yeah, I have no
Not
idea.
Not Tears for Fears.
But Crowded the House? The chorus is great. If you could get to the hook of that
Crowded
song.
Crowded House? Did you send him something else with the title Don't Dream It's Over? Or is it maybe that's where it is? Like maybe you're thinking like a hip hop song and he's thinking
possibly
this.
Yeah. All right. Either way, the BT and Sal Show All the Fan is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac Dealers. Cadillac,
poor
the official
Dove.
Luxury vehicle of the New York Mets. I mean, I like the song, I just don't like that mood. All right, so Jackson Dart Sunday. We'll get to the baseball coming up in a little bit. Obviously, the excitement around Jackson Dart and the Giants, seeing what they could do here. Does a win, BT, to you from the Giants? Let's say the unlikely scenario, Jackson Dart lights it up, Giants are going nuts, Dable outcoaches Harbaugh. Not sure that's going to happen, but let's just say that it does. Defense shows up and gets to Herbert. Do you think that the Giants' season can be back on as far as the wins, losses go?
Temporarily, because I think they probably win the next week, so they'd be two in a row, and then you get to
two and three.
You know, at least that just gets us to a point where we can at least have a meaningful conversation.
Split with the Eagles, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I mean, those rivals, even bad Jets teams have beaten really good Bills teams over the
right.
years, and, you know, I mean, if you can win this game, number one, especially if Dart's in the middle of it, you know, then maybe the defense gets their act together and saying you start seeing more from Abdul Carr. And again, defense hasn't been bad, but
right.
I mean, you start seeing some disruptive
yeah.
game-changing yeah. plays. Yeah, I think it would be a totally different feel for me. It would be exciting.
So then it's still there. So then it is possible. Now, at 0-3, it seems impossible to make the postseason. Forget about the Giants' history or Dable or anything like that. If the pieces are in place on defense, and they are, and they've gotten healthier on the offensive line with Thomas, and they get better quarterback play, if they get better quarterback play with Dart, and they mess around and win this game. Obviously, this is the one they have to get. You can't go 0-4 and then just beat the Saints and then expect to get pile up the wins. If they can steal one here against the Chargers at home, beat the Saints, which everybody would expect to do because the Saints are awful. Yeah, I mean, maybe you can make a case for splitting with the Eagles, beating the Niners or Bears.
Beating the Commanders at home.
Yeah,
they're usually playing pretty tight.
Dallas later in the year as well.
At home.
You could start to think about maybe it does. And then if the Giants do finish strong and win, let's just say, six games, then that does give you reason to hope and believe that, okay, well, Dable went to his guy, developed his guy, the team started to show signs, winning some games here, and then you can be excited about next season.
I think you could even be excited about next season, even if you don't get some of the wins that we're talking about maybe as possible. Like, if Dart plays well, and the Giants lose some tight ones, but they still only get four wins because they're already 0-3. I still think there could be an element of positivity that can go into next year. But I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
You think about how we lump in both of these football teams, and we'll do the Jets very little today because they're playing on Monday. But even from their perspective, like if the Jets were to win Monday with the Dolphins, who are basically dead team walking, and then you got Dallas, who's a mess coming into MetLife the next weekend after that. Like, it's not. It's not going to happen.
We could be looking at 2-3 teams.
It's not going to. You know, it's not going to happen. But it's not inconceivable.
Jets and Giants, 2-3 each going into Week 6.
To at least hope that maybe it could happen.
I mean, it could.
But you got to start this weekend.
But didn't we also say the same thing? Well, Jets, maybe they could beat the Steelers or beat the Bucs.
I said they were going to beat the Steelers.
Well, as I'm saying, and I thought they were going to beat the Bucs or the Giants. Well, they could beat the Commanders, beat the Cowboys, maybe beat the Chiefs. And here we are yet. And then both teams combine 0-6. It is possible. And the Jets got the Panthers after they, the Broncos with the Panthers.
Didn't the Panthers just win 30-zip? I'm worried about the Panthers.
Yeah, but they beat the crappy Falcons. You get the Bengals with no Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
The Browns. I mean, maybe the Jets and Aaron Glenn can start dancing and piling some wins together here.
The Dolphins again at home at some point later in the season. You know, there's definitely wins on the back end of the Jets. There's no on their schedule. No doubt.
BT and Sal, the Fed, 888-808-1019. The number to call. Trey is in Shirley, Connecticut. What's up, Trey? Trey? Okay, he's not there. Kyle is calling from West Orange, New Jersey. Kyle?
What's going on, guys? This is Kyle, bald and sexy. Listen, I'm going to give you guys some positivity here today, okay?
Yep.
Positivity. Yep. This kid's coming from Ole Miss. He's played LSU. He's played Alabama.
Georgia. Yeah.
He's played in bona fide stadiums, 80,000 or plus. So that gives him the edge. I think Dable also... who his coaching, who he's coached, like Hurts and Tua and somebody else, this is what he wants. This is what's going to make everybody, what's going to see whether he can do his job, continue with the Giants, or are they going to go ahead and go with some other coach. This is his last hurrah, or this is going to show what we can get out of Dable, because now this is his guy. And I think it's a positive move. The Giants could have been 2-1 if Russell Wilson doesn't make those mistakes in both of those games against Kansas City and against the Cowboys.
Whoa. Russell Wilson did more than enough against the Cowboys to get the win. He's not the reason why they lost that game.
No, he's not the reason why they lost. I mean, they said maybe the wide receiver did a bad move or whatever.
Well, how was the defense?
He made his contact.
How was the defense, Kyle?
Well, the defense is young and everybody's up and growing, and I think that's where they want to know right now. You're not a Super Bowl team. You guys know that. Giants on a Super Bowl team.
I'm not asking for a Super Bowl. I'm asking for a win.
All right, or even a win. But right now, but the alternative is go to the playoffs back to the Super Bowl. And that's where you got to head into. And I think with Dart, they got a good stand. They got a good chance to do or to see what you got.
Yeah.
To see, is he the future or is he the blooper? Are we going to keep him for next year? What are we going to do with
this guy? Well, of course you're going to keep him for the quarterback.
Sorry, Kyle. Thank you for the call.
Of course you're going to keep the quarterback no matter what next year.
I mean, come on. That's what I mean. This is not just about seeing what... I'm trying to get the message through. Clearly it's not landing here. This is bigger than just one singular player, even if it is the potential future franchise quarterback that's exciting the fan base with Jackson Dart. It's about everything else. It's not just, let's see if Jackson Dart's good or not. We just went down this road with Daniel Jones for years. How many years was it the same conversation? Whether you think he's good, whether you didn't think he was good, it was always, the offensive line, the defense, the coaching. All those things are still a big question as it pertains to the New York Giants. It's not just, Dart either has it or he doesn't. He could have it, but nobody else around him might not be the answer.
Yeah, and I think unlike, say, maybe basketball where you have a young star player, and I'm not even saying Dart's going to be that, but it's just in general, where you can almost elevate like an average coach just based on your greatness. If you don't have the components around you, even if you're an incredibly talented quarterback, if the other things aren't lined up, you're just not going to elevate it too much. You're just not. But his point, one thing real quick about the SEC, right? Yeah. So I really think that this is really favorable for Dart. So first of all, the atmospheres, everybody knows this, the atmospheres in the SEC are absolutely ridiculous. Like, we think that the Jets when they're good or the Giants when they're good, like it's intense. It's times five down there in some of these crazy hotbeds down south. But what I really like specific to Dart, we've seen a lot of quarterbacks over the years, right, that went to Alabama or Georgia or these other teams that just have so much more talent than all the other teams in the country, and they put up these, from a quarterback perspective, they put up these gaudy numbers, they go 12-0, they win the championship. But they, the quarterback, again, wins because they just have more players around them. He didn't go to Bama at the, with Saban. He didn't go to Georgia. Now, Ole Miss, Lane Kiffin's got NFL pedigree, and they had some pros on that team, and they were good. But the disparity of talent.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Talent wasn't like it was for some of these all-time programs. So not only has he played in hostile venues, but he's also more times than not stepped on the field as an Ole Miss Rebel without the superior talented team, and he still did really well. That's a good thing to me.
Gio is calling from Howell, New Jersey. What's up, Gio?
What's good, man?
Yo.
Let me get you off the speaker. What's good, man? Hello.
What's up, Gio? Buddy? Go ahead.
What's good, fellas? I'll tell you what, man. I'm excited to see Dart play because I've been a believer in Dable. Now, granted, what's happening is happening, but I've always been a guy that's like, he needs his own QB. Now, this is the time to show for it. So I think every Giants fan should be patient because I think every Giant fan requested that throughout his tenure. But with that, I just get nervous with two things. One, the offensive line play, because it's not been good. I don't want to get my young guy beat up and end up like a guy like Joe Burrow who can't even stay on the field for a season no more, as great as he is. And two, my other concern is Kafka calling the plays. I feel more comfortable with Dable calling plays because inside the 10-yard line, Kafka just can't figure out how to punch the ball in the end zone. He's throwing balls to the left tackle. All these trick plays that we don't
yeah,
need.
The Commanders.
We got That's the true. Talent. We don't need the trick plays. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm excited. I don't think we're a playoff team. I just want to see competitive football, and I think that's where Dable can save his job. Just be competitive. Stay in these games. Stop getting blown out, and let's get back to some Giants football, man, some competitive win a game in the NFCs first, man. Please.
Yeah, really. Thank you, Gio, for the call. Good stuff right there. All right, win a game within the division, for goodness sake. Shouldn't be that hard. Oh, my God. Bad teams by accident find ways to win a game. And maybe Jackson Dart and the Giants can do that now with Dable. I'm with him, though, in that whether it's the offensive line, whether it's his disappointing defense, the play calling, and maybe that'll be the next step here where Dable will retake the play calling if things don't go his way sooner than later. Like, I would give Kafka a week, and if it doesn't look good with Jackson Dart, then if I'm Dable, all right, I'm calling the plays now. Step aside yet again.
But he's really grabbing every card now, right?
Well, I mean,
else could you do here? I would.
Yeah.
If you're going to go down with the ship, you're going down with your plays as well. No question.
No, WFAN NFL football is powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. Mickey the Gravedigger giving us a go. Mickey, dude, where have you been?
Yo, what's up, fellas? How's it going? I got a new job. Shout out to Silk City Fire. I just got a new job. I'm a metal fabricator now, so I can't really call during the week, but I have off this week, so I was able to call
dude,
in.
Last we heard from you, I wasn't sure what happened. I thought maybe we lost you.
No, we're good, man. I know. I'm doing really well, man. Everything
I'm happy
is going
to hear
that's
that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Everything's good with you guys?
Yeah, you know, same stuff,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, great, great. You know, I was calling in. You guys know I'm a diehard Jeff fan, and I'm also an Alabama fan. And like BT was saying before, this kid played for Ole Miss. He didn't play for one of these powerhouses. And he had the best QB rating in all of the SEC in his senior year, and he went 28-10. And with Ole Miss, and that's a big thing. And if Dable can turn Josh Allen, and Josh Allen didn't start, he started his second game going in, and he had a 6-10 record. And if Dable can get this kid to go and get get some wins, get some fire under the whole team, and have just put fire in the defense, put fire in the offense, and protect this kid. I mean, they could do something. You know, the Giants has a big legacy, and Eli, when he came in week 11, I mean, you know, he was terrible, and he only won. I think he won one game.
But the legacy, Mickey, means nothing. Right?
I know. Yeah. I know it doesn't mean nothing, and that's not what it is. What it is now is it's a new start. You know, football is now. It's the season starts this week with Jackson Dart and how it is, and there's no turning back. And Giants fans can't get down, and they can't if he starts playing crappy, they can't just give up. They need to give this kid a chance, and they need to give him some breathing room and not expect him to come out and just throw the million balls down the field and win. And just win one game, one play,
Now you sound like a head coach, Mickey. I mean, come on. Yeah, that's what Mickey, you sound great. And I know he's a big Jets fan here. You were saying the same thing about Zach Wilson and Sam Darnold.
Yeah, I was. But you know what? The Jets are the Jets, man. It's just with the, and let me get a little bit about the Jets. We shouldn't, as Jets fans too, this is our first year, and we need to give everybody a chance. And we know Fields is not it, right? But what last week, man, we got away from our running game. And, what were we doing trying to do all these passing plays, all these play actions? We needed to ground and pound and then, and then throw the ball when we needed to. We got totally out of our game. And
but Mickey, hold on a sec. Now, I thought that they were fairly creative as they started. They'd come out throwing you, right? But part of the reason is the Jets have one wide receiver who opponents fear. I mean, their receiving list is awful. So they're just daring teams. All right, hey, listen, we're going to make you throw. We stack the box. That's why they didn't run to start against Tampa. That's the reason.
You got that right. You're right. That's all we have. The only person we have is Wilson. And how do you expect us to win how do you expect us to win games when we have one wide receiver? We need to open up. We need to get back like a homegrown, like a Cotter.
So Mickey, no more grave digging for you now?
No. I work. Shout out to Silk City Fire. All right.
So you're in the area still?
I'm in Patterson. I work out of Patterson. They're big Giant fans. Jay and Adrian.
What went on? I know you were going through some serious health things, and I was trying to be there for you a little bit. We would talk.
Yeah,
but
I remember that.
Everything is good, dude.
Yeah, but then I didn't hear from you, and I was thinking the worst. I was like, God, I haven't heard from Mickey for years.
Yeah, and I got a great girlfriend. I emailed you.
You getting married?
I hope so, dude.
Oh, no, dude.
Hey, Sal's going to set up the bachelor party for you. Make sure he's involved, okay?
You guys can come. I emailed you, Sal.
You sound great. You seem happy. Do yourself a favor. Just tread lightly with the marriage stuff, all right?
Yeah, she's a good girl. I'm getting up there, I'm 36 now. I'm getting up there. I got to start settling down, dude.
Well, God bless
That's
you, Mickey.
Awesome,
yeah, and Sal, check your email, dude. I emailed you.
All right, we'll do. Thanks. Good to hear from you.
Wow. To sound morbid, but you thought he passed away, didn't you?
Yes, right? I did.
I know. I remember you telling me what he was going through, and I met him.
He used to call the overnights, and then I'm pretty sure he called us when we first started together.
He definitely did.
And it was bad. I remember talking to him for a little bit on the way home, trying to uplift his spirit.
We met him at DJ's. He came out to see us the first year.
Yeah.
He was out there.
I did a Knicks watch party with the overnight, and he came out. Loogie was there, and Zoo was there, and he was just not in the best of health. Was going through some really serious things.
Yeah.
And I thought we lost him.
I know. That's awesome.
Sometimes
God
I get the emails
him.
And I'm like, oh, is this spam? Or I didn't know what was going on. But yeah, he sounds great.
He does.
Good for Mickey. Mm. Back from the grave. All right, BT and Seth.
That was going to get married.
But Mickey, that's a grave you don't want to dig.
They'll dig it. They'll dig it for you. They don't have to dig it. They bring the shovel to the altar.
Come on, Mickey.
Mickey, she's the right one, man. Yeah. You go for it, buddy. Just make sure you get some licks in before you get married.
We're both going to be in trouble. I know my wife's been listening to the show lately. By the way, I do have to take the L on this. I did email Dove about that song. I said, quote, you know, there's Beasties in there.
There you go.
Young Hearts, Commuter, No Easy Way Out, Rob Tepper.
Oh, yeah, I love No Easy Way Out.
And then I had Don't Dream, It's Over Now, Crowded House. I must have...
Crowded House.
I
That's
don't
right.
even know who that is. Like, I must have heard it and be like, oh, I like this song.
Crowded House?
That. Like, that, the chorus. If you get the chorus to it, that's what, like... Yeah, I guess we should. I never heard of Crowded House. But the chorus to that song hits me in a spot where I was like, all right, we can play that. Mm. I think. Can you? Do we have the chorus up? Can you get that to Hofka? And then, so you just, like, all these songs, a certain part in the song. It's not just a, you know, the beginning of the song.
Did you tell Dove what part to play?
Well, obviously.
If you left it up to him, you're not going to get the right part.
He didn't care about that. I mean, he just said, okay, here's the song. Let's play it. Not looking for the best part.
Play, click.
The beginning, that's it. All right.
That 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hey, it's Boomer
and Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.